Hey, everybody. You're probably here for the John and Lance podcast or the John and Raheel Waddell podcast. I'm not going to record two separate messages, so I'm just going to post this on both. Unfortunately, the podcast didn't post today because we had an issue with our system. So you're hearing this message, and here's Michael Carroll. What's up, Michael?
Hello. Thank you for having me on this riffing session.
Man, how mad do you think people are right now listening to us two? They're like, Where's John and Lance?
Where's John? I would be upset. I would be definitely upset.
I would be like mildly upset.
Well, I mean, I guess I'd put myself down because it's like Granato, Michael Carroll. Oh no.
Yeah, exactly. You're better than Granato. That's the problem.
There you go.
So if you are still listening for whatever reason, there's no podcast from Thursday, April 4th.
Sad.
You can listen to hour two of the John and Raheel Waddell show, which is pretty much like hours one, two, and three of the previous shows. So it's about the same. You won't miss much.
I mean, once you heard 1 hour, you've heard them all, right?
That's the old saying, right?
That's right. Yeah, that's exactly the old saying.
You've heard 1 hour with Granato and Raheel Waddell. You've probably heard them all.
I hear that all the time down the hall.
Okay, Avengers. Next, we got 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
3 weeks.
3 weeks.
3 weeks.
Are you pumped?
I'm super pumped.
Michael Carroll is, here's the big news, he's also the co-host and creator of Comicast with Jong Lee.
Yes, sir.
Rest in peace to Jong.
R.I.P.
You guys are going to be doing your podcast from
Comic Palooza.
What? It's a palooza.
It is a palooza.
It's a comic palooza.
See what we did there.
Comapalooza. Is it Comapalooza or Comic Palooza?
Comic Palooza.
Oh, they put the hard C in there.
Yeah, they put that. Yeah.
They should just call it Commie Palooza. That could be a different palooza.
That's
though.
A different palooza, I think.
Hey, I'm here for the commie palooza. There's people dressed up like the Khaleesi, and he comes dressed up as somebody else. You guys know the obvious dress up for a commie palooza, right?
Yeah, we all know it.
Yeah. So you guys are going to be there live doing the Comicast.
Comicast, but yeah, you're close. Yeah. But
Comicast.
Not Comicast, but
Comicast.
Yeah.
Again, that's
a totally different thing.
Yeah, yeah. Even though you two could talk about it. Okay.
I mean, we could.
Okay, because you guys are smart enough.
I mean, we've talked about rebranding and, you know, doing that's the thing.
Trying to get new listeners.
Even they got to expand.
You get the commies. It's all good. So they're going to be there at Comic Palooza with Comicast, and that's awesome, man. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's huge. You're going to be on the same platform as some of the Game of Thrones characters.
Yeah, Emilia Clarke, who plays Daenerys Targaryen, is going to be there. That's pretty cool.
Kind of overrated, in my opinion.
Ooh, overrated.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead. Game of Thrones rankings. I'll go number one. I think Khaleesi's assistant, Missandei.
Oh, Missandei, yeah, yeah.
Missandei?
Yeah.
She's hotter.
Okay, I could see that. I understand.
Here are the other ones that I would take over Khaleesi.
Mm-hmm.
I would take the Red Witch, the Red Queen. What's her name?
Oh,
Melisandre.
Melisandre. But like,
old
what if
necklace.
What if she takes off the necklace though?
That's the thrill of it. Who knows?
That's the guessing game. Man.
You don't know what's gonna happen, right? Like, hey, things get great. The necklace comes off. Who knows, right? So I'm gonna go with the necklace on number two.
Okay, smart. Okay.
I know she's a Bia, but I'm still taking Cersei three. Even though she had to get a stand-in double for the shame scene, right?
Yeah, she did. Yeah. That was all digital.
Yeah, so I'm going three on that one. Okay. Four, Jon Snow.
Jon Snow, okay, I got
okay,
you.
Who's going to pick against? Actually, no, number four, I'm going to go with the Red Viper. Going with Oberyn.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. Pedro Pascal, okay, yeah. I understand.
Pedro Pascal, he's hot right now. Although Triple Frontier sucked.
It fell off towards the end.
The first Frontier was pretty good. Frontiers 2 and 3, horrible. They could have stopped at one Frontier, okay? You didn't have to go triple.
No need to triple it.
So, and then Khaleesi 5.
Okay.
Where's your ranking?
I would probably, who'd you say number one? What was your number one again?
Her assistant.
Oh, Missandei?
Yeah, the one with the blue dress.
Yeah, the blue dress and whatnot.
Yo, she's fine.
Yeah, she is. I'm trying to think who all's been. I don't know, man. I kind of... Okay, I'll give you Missandei.
Okay.
I'll give you that, number one. I think I'm going to go Daenerys 2.
Okay.
3, I'll probably go... That's where I'll put in Melisandre. Okay. No. I take that back. Cersei.
Cersei 3.
Cersei 3, Melisandre 4, Jon Snow 5.
Oh, Jon Snow 5.
Yeah, I got to, you know, he died once.
He did, but he came back.
That's true.
He's always going to be there for you.
That's true. That's a good
okay,
point.
So thank you for listening. The podcasts are not going to be up, unfortunately. We will be back to regular podcasting hours on April 5th, Friday, April 5th.
Nice.
So thank you for following. Thank you for subscribing. And we will talk to you guys later. Make sure you guys subscribe to Comicast. Also, look it up on all platforms, Comicast.
Good job. Yes.
Right? Pretty easy.
Every Tuesday and Thursday, a new episode.
There you go. Thank you, Michael.
Hey, thank you.
And thank you, listeners.
Thanks, listeners.